This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's not a trend yet. Perhaps experiment is a better term. In some limited cases, what people do and who they friend on social media could affect their ability to borrow money. Patty Hirsch, Marketplace's senior producer of personal finance, is here. Thanks for digging into this, Patty.
Thank you, David.
So I just checked my Facebook, and the most compromising photo I found was me in khaki shorts posing in front of a big model of the Starship Enterprise in the future birthplace of Captain Kirk in Iowa. Is that going to hurt my official credit score?
Well, maybe not that photograph, and maybe not yet, all right? The big three credit rating agencies are pretty adamant when we call them. They do not use social media in any way to determine credit scores. In fact, they say they do not accept any kind of self-reported data, which is the kind that you would find in social media.
But some people are using social media to establish credit worthiness?
Yeah, but these are small lenders, and for the most part, they're not based here in the U.S. There's a company called Creditech in Germany, lends small amounts to startups. And there's this company which is based here called Cabbage with a K. But it's not like it's Bank of America or J.P. Morgan looking at your Twitter feed before they decide to give you a car loan.
But what's the rationale from these lenders in looking at social media to figure out if I'm a risky fellow or not?
So it's this birds of a feather flock together theory, right? That deadbeat borrowers who are always late on monthly payments are more likely to hang out with other deadbeats than with responsible types. You know, follow this logic, right? And you could determine whether someone's likely to make the rent or the car payments by the way their online buddies behave online.
The word insidious starts to come to mind.
It gets worse, actually. The German company rates your risk profile according to how you fill its form in, you know, whether you use all capitals, how long you spend reading the small print, this kind of stuff. But once all that data is aggregated and stuck together, the lenders say that it does have value in building a profile of the borrower so they can determine, you know, how risky or not they are.
But these are small lenders that you identified. It doesn't sound like it's the wave of the future, or does it?
Not in the short term, certainly. You know, again, the big three credit rating agencies say credit scores only consider information that's on your credit report. But, you know, it's interesting. Nobody wanted to make definitive statements about the future. It is possible that some third-party company might find a way to cull data from social media that could be processed in a way that's useful to the big credit rating agencies, and therefore, of course, to the banks that lend money based on their assessment of how risky we are.
And right now, there are tens of thousands of listeners mentally reviewing their Facebook friends to figure out who might be the credit liability. Patty Hirsch, senior producer, personal finance here at Marketplace. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.